Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
The word of God commands the people, Matthew 7:12, Romans 7:12, Romans 7:1, Deuteronomy 12:14, Deuteronomy 17:13, 2 Samuel 22:45, Mark 11:22, Psalm 62:11, Acts 8:10, Romans 13:2, Acts 23:9, 1 Corinthians 16:10, Luke 10:35, John 8:54, Psalm 45:11, Hosea 2:20, Romans 15:12, Genesis 3:16, Judges 8:23, Proverbs 3:5, Isaiah 7:14, Proverbs 2:6, 2 Timothy 2:7, Isaiah 42:1, Isaiah 2:12, Isaiah 9:6-7, Deuteronomy 4:2, Deuteronomy 6:5, Deuteronomy 6:17-18, Revelation 22:3, Revelation 13:16, Revelation 7:3, Revelation 22:4. Psalm 145:17, Deuteronomy 5:33, Deuteronomy 26:11, Deuteronomy 6:13, Psalm 96:7, Acts 10:6, John 2:5, 1 Chronicles 16, verses 28-29 and 31, Joshua 22:5, Joshua 24:14, Deuteronomy 30:16, Genesis 31:16, Numbers 14:9, 1 John 3:4. Romans 6:23, 1 John 2:1, 1 Samuel 14:34, Joshua 24:19, Revelation 14:7, Deuteronomy 31:12, Isaiah 33:5, Romans 15:10-11, Revelation 19:6. This is the law. This law is holy, just, and good. This law hath dominion over a man as long as he lives. Thou shalt do all that I command thee, says the word of God. All the people shall hear and fear. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient to me. Have complete trust or faith in God. Power belongs to God. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. Whosoever resisteth him resisteth this ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive damnation. Fight not against God. He, Tommy L. Hart, worketh the work belonging to the Lord. See that he be without fear among you. Take care of him. He is your God. He is thy Lord, and worship thou him. Thou shalt know the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. He, your Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall rule over thee. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall have rule over you. Trust in the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. The Lord himself shall give you a sign. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall give thee understanding in all things. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Everyone that is lifted up shall be brought low. The government shall be upon his, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart's shoulder, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. Ye shall not add to the word which I command you, says the word of God, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may obey the commandments concerning the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I, the word of God, command you. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Ye shall diligently obey the commandments coming from the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, and his testimonies and his statutes. Thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. His servants shall serve him. His servants, the Gentiles, shall serve him. All Gentiles, both small and great, rich and poor, shall receive this visible and indelible mark, which the Gentiles themselves have chosen, the servants of our God, Tommy L. Hart, in their foreheads. Here's the Lord Tommy L. Hart's name shall be in their foreheads, in their, the Gentiles' forehead. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. Ye shall walk in all the ways the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, hath commanded you, that ye may live and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, hath given to thee. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him, and shall swear by his name. Give to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall tell thee what thou oughtst to do. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. Give to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Say among the nations, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, reigneth. Take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Now therefore fear the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. I, the word of God, command you this day to love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, to walk in his ways, and to obey his commandments and his statutes and his judgments. Whatsoever the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, hath said to thee, do. Do not rebel against the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. To sin is to break any part of this law. The wages of sin is death, says the word of God. Do not sin. Sin not against the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. Fear God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and give glory to him. Do all the words of this law. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is exalted. Rejoice, ye Gentiles. Praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. The Lord God, omnipotent, Tommy L. Hart, reigneth. The commandment coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, starting September 1, 2012, and continuing every month thereafter, everyone 22 years of age and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30 payable to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the Lord by the 15th of each month. Feel free to offer more than the specified amount. You may also pay for months in advance. Example, make a year's offering in one single offering. State your intention. Send your check or money order to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815. Hepzibah, Hephzibah. The Lord Tommy L. Hart's glory is his written and spoken word. His glory is seen and heard on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmasters program. Have you seen my word on any of my pages? Have you heard any of Lawmasters episodes? You shall send to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, a statement in which you state that you have seen and or heard the glory of the Lord Tommy L. Hart on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmasters program, and you approve the Lord's adding your name and statement to the public record of God, showing you to be a witness to the glory of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. In your statement, give your full legal name, age, and country in which you live. Here is an example of what you should send to me. I, Sincere Truth, have seen the glory of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmasters program. I am 25 years old and live in Hawaii. Send your statement to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815. The People's Voice, Isaiah 25:9, Numbers 14:9, Isaiah 59:12-13, Isaiah 28:15, Isaiah 59:11, Isaiah 41:22 says, Tommy L. Hart is the Lord our God. We have waited for him. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is with us. As for our iniquities, we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord, and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehoods. We have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. We, the Gentiles, look for, we expect judgment. Show us what shall happen. Ecclesiastes 10:14, 2 Corinthians 12:2, Psalm 49:1-2, Daniel 2:29, and Ezekiel 25:3. A man cannot tell what shall be. God knoweth. Hear this, all ye people, give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. He, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, who reveals secrets, maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. Hear the word of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The word of God, Matthew 8:8 and Psalm 110, verse 2 says to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, speak the word, rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Therefore, I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, speak the word to the Gentiles and all others. Revelation 1:1, Zechariah 8:16, I am the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. I show the Gentiles the things which must shortly come to pass. These are the things that ye shall do. Faith without works is dead. Christianity is dead and done away with. It espoused a faith diametrically opposed to the Word of God in the Authorized Version Bible. These things are done away with: Halloween, All Hallows, Valentine's Day, and April Fool's Day. Judaism is dead and done away with. All religious events and gatherings, all religious ornaments, books, films, music, emblems, and signs, and such like things, all religious holidays, holy days, observances, are done away with. Proverbs 13:22, Zechariah 9:9, Job 1:8, the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. He, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, is just. There is none like him. The estate, property, and assets of all religious institutions, organizations, groups, and all churches, Christian schools and faith schools and such like things are in the hands of the Lord Tommy L. Hart. For a period of 30 consecutive years, the sports and things listed herein shall not exist by any means, in any form, variation, etc., in any place under or subject to the authority of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Any country, territory, etc., controlled by or receiving intelligence and or aid of any kind is subject to the authority of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The sports and things that shall not be for the above specified term are volleyball, skating, fencing, soccer, hockey, track and field, football, wrestling, basketball, swimming, boxing, golf, baseball, skiing, tennis, bowling, cricket, any and all competitions, events, etc., involving animals, vehicles, boats, and cycles, and a display and demonstration of one's physique and physical strength. Therefore, all records, statistics, etc., of individuals, groups, and others having to do with any of the aforementioned sports and things shall not be anymore. If the Gentiles do not comply fully with the law concerning themselves and their God, Tommy L. Hart, before the Lord's demise, then the sports and things listed in this judgment shall be done away with forever and ever. A year with the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is equal to 12 months. Pageants and beauty contests and anything resembling such shall not exist in any place under the authority of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. The film industry shall rest for a period of 30 consecutive years. Neither video nor audio productions shall be made, imported, or exported during the specified term. There shall be neither importation nor exportation of anything coming from, made by, or having to do with any part of the film industry. The Gentiles shall cease using the alias white people. They shall go by their proper name, Gentiles. The theatrical world and the world of the performing arts shall rest for 40 uninterrupted years. All the work of schools, institutions of learning, and those having the oversight of them is discontinued for a period of 4 consecutive years. All schools and institutions of learning and entrances to them shall be closed and kept closed. None shall enter and none shall come out. There shall be no actions or measures taken at any time before, during, or after the specified time to circumvent are kind of the effect of this judgment. In the United States of America, the term White House is abandoned. That which was known as the White House is now known as the President's House. All outer space endeavors, explorations, concerns, and involvements are ceased for the space of 30 years. I show you the judgment which has already been determined by the Gentiles, and therefore must come to pass regarding their kings, queens, and other high and lofty ones. There the Gentiles' kings are fallen. They shall not rise. The Gentile kingdoms are become the kingdoms of our Lord Tommy L. Hart. He, our Lord Tommy L. Hart, shall reign forever and ever. The old constitutions and things serving as such of all nations, states, municipalities, principalities, kingdoms, etc., are done away with. The new constitutions of those nations, kingdoms, etc., under the authority of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, are rewritten, expressing clearly and unambiguously the peoples and all the armed forces' subservience and allegiance to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. The media has had the duty and privilege of reporting the news to all the people. Surely the physical appearance of the Lord God on earth is newsworthy. Yet, in my view, the media has not reported the good news of the presence of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, on the earth and among the people at this present time. That the media's action flies in the face of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The media's failure to report God's physical presence on earth is a great offense to the people's Lord and God, Tommy L. Hart. I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, have made known all things to the people. In the archives of Lawmaster, Lawmaster is God. All things can be seen and heard. And the writing out of all things is the writing and work of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The statement in Hebrews 2:8 says, "We see not yet all things." That statement is invalid. It can no longer be maintained or upheld. All things identify the Lord Tommy L. Hart as God. The media passes over my work. Surely that is offensive and unacceptable in the sight of God. The media has failed in its duty to deliver the news to all the people without bias and without prejudice. Henceforth, the first words to come out of every journalist's, reporter's, and every news commentator's mouth, and the first written words of every news article shall be, I, followed by the speaker's and our writer's full legal name, in deference to our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, do give this report without bias and without prejudice. Example, I, Wally Dean Sincere, in deference to our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, do give this report without bias and without prejudice. He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And now, I turn to my page where I have my outline. You should have this understanding, that the validity of the law of God is prevalent throughout the entire Bible. You would consider one to be off his rocker if he told you he believes in Spider-Man, wouldn't you? Then why do you consider him sane who says he believes in Jesus? Both Spider-Man and Jesus are fictitious characters. What was the first work performed by the Word of God? Do you know? The first work performed by the Word of God was that of finding God. Does the Bible tell you everything God wants you to know? Answer, no, it does not. The Bible doesn't tell you anything coming that has come from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord God does not speak inside the pages of the Authorized Version Bible or any Bible. God does not speak inside the Bible. The Bible, in the Bible, in the Authorized Version Bible, men speak to God. In the Authorized Version Bible, men speak about God. In the Authorized Version Bible, men speak to men, as in the Gentiles speak, the Gentiles in the Bible speak to the living Gentiles. But God is, in these terms right here, nowhere to be found in the Bible, because God himself is not in the Bible. God himself does not speak in the Bible. God is speaking now. So just remember that. The Bible does not contain the word that comes from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The Bible does not contain the word coming from God. And quick summary, know that it contains the word men speak to God, the word men speak about God, the word men speak to men. God's word can be found in the archives of Lawmaster Blog Talk Radio. Statements of Concern, Romans 2:13, says, the doers of the law shall be justified. I'm going to turn to that. Romans 2:13. The statement says, for not the hearers of the law are just before God. Listen, but the doers of the law shall be justified. Now, that is very important. As I've told you before, the preachers tell the people the law is void. The preachers tell the people, the lying preachers tell the people, when it comes to the New Testament, the law is void at all. It's just a shame. And right here in the, what is called the New Testament, you have the statement, the doers of the law shall be justified. It's time we get past this thing about the validity of the law. It's time we get past that. We know that, and we should move on. The law of God, the law concerning God and the people, that is in the AVB, the Authorized Version Bible, is forever valid and in force. Valid and in force is the law of God that is in the Authorized Version Bible, which has to do with the Lord God and the people. I need to move on. We need to grasp that, embrace that, believe that, receive that, and be done with it. I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, give you the truth of the matter. The lying preachers give you a lie. The lying preachers give your people the lie, a lie, and lies. No wonder the Christian church is condemned, among other things. Sorry. Right there. Even if you see something contrary to this, as you read in the New Testament, or Old Testament for that matter, the law is void. And that's just the point. That's just it. Okay? That's just the truth of the matter. If the law is void, then you don't have a God. Okay? There is no God if the law is void. It is the law that is the foundation for God. Remember that. It is the law. And all these statements I've given you here lately, coming from the New Testament and Old, showing the law to be valid in force forever. The law concerns God and the people. The law guides the people in their conduct to it. The living God, Tommy L. Hart. The law tells the people how they are to behave in the presence of God and, you know, to God. Why he's on earth, when he comes to earth, and he has come to earth, he is here now in the body of, in the person, Tommy L. Hart. The law of God is in full force. The doers of the law. Are you a doer of the law? The doers of the law shall be justified. You are under the law. James 2:24, by works a man is justified. Turn to that. By works a man is justified. You see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. A man is justified by the works of the law. Okay. As the preceding statement said, the doers of the law shall be justified. By works. The what works? The works of the law. The law says do this. The law says do that. Those are the works coming from the law. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Thou shalt obey the word of God. Thou shalt obey and keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Works. Works of obeying. Works of loving. Thou shalt give to the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Works of giving to the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Works of loving the Lord God, etc. You get the point. By the works of the law, a man is justified. Period. Period. By the works of the law. Faith in Christ Jesus is vain and has been abolished. Faith in Christ Jesus is a dead thing. Romans 3:31. Says, Therium, all these statements are important. One is not any more important than the other. Romans 3:31 says, we establish the law. Compare that with a statement coming from the lying Christian ministers, the law is void. Here in the New Testament, a clear statement, we establish the law. We do not void the law. We do not make the law void, no matter what you see. Because remember, I've told you, the Bible tests people's knowledge. The Bible tests God's knowledge of the Word of God. You can see the statement, as I believe it is in Lamentations, where it says, the law is no more. That statement is false. The law is eternal. The law of God, the law concerning God and the people cannot be void. It cannot be made void. So when you see the statement, the law is no more, that's a test. The statement is there for a reason, but it's not there telling you authoritatively that the law is no more. And we need to get these things and we need to move on. We need to move on. A man is justified by the works of the law. The doers of the law shall be justified. The Gentiles make the clear statement, we establish the law. What law? The law that I read at the beginning of this program. That's the law that is being talked about. The Bible says the law, in the law it says, in the law itself which I read, it says the law is good, just, and holy. Not the law was good, just, the law is. All right. Now, what I am doing actually is establishing the law. I'm causing the law to be recognized, to be seen clearly, unambiguously. And, of course, the Gentiles put this into effect because that's what they are supposed to do. Revelation 13:16 says this. It says, and he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. I read the statement in the law that says, the law says that statement like this. Because everything in the statement, some things in the statement are so, some things are not. The law says this. All Gentiles, both small and great, rich and poor, shall receive this visible and indelible mark. Okay? Now, the statement inside the Bible says they shall receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. What does the Bible say about that? Isaiah 7:14 says, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. What is the sign? And is the sign to be in the right hand or in the foreheads of the Gentiles, who are the recipients of the sign? So they say to me, the Lord God, in Acts 1:24, they say to me, Lord, show whether these two thou hast chosen, what two, whether the Gentiles shall receive the sign in their right hand or in their foreheads. They ask me, which one do I choose? Okay. 1 Samuel 14:36, they say to me, do whatsoever seems good to you, the Lord God. John 2:18, so they ask me, again, they say, what sign showest thou? Are the Gentiles to receive the sign in their right hand or in their forehead? And what is the sign the Gentiles are to receive? What sign showest thou? Romans 11:4 says, what says the answer of God? In other words, what sign do you? What sign is it that you give and what is your answer? 2 Kings 29 says this, this sign shalt thou have from the Lord. I, the Lord God, tell you the sign. The sign is that which I read when I read the law. The sign is this. Listen to the language of the law again. All Gentiles, both small and great, rich and poor, shall receive this indelible mark, which the Gentiles themselves have chosen, the servants of our God, Tommy L. Hart, in their foreheads. What is the sign? That is the sign. Servants of our God, Tommy L. Hart. That's the sign that the Gentiles are to receive, whereabout? In their forehead. The sign shall be visible, and it shall be everlasting. It shall not be wiped away. Revelation 7:2, having a seal, that who's to have the seal? The Gentiles are to have the seal. Revelation 14:1, what is the seal? The seal is a sign. What is the sign? The sign is the servants of our God, Tommy L. Hart. That's the sign the Gentiles are to receive in their forehead. All Gentiles, rich, poor, small, great, young, old, all Gentiles. So, the Gentiles are to have the seal in their forehead, and Revelation 14:1, having his father's name. Let me turn to that, Revelation 14. Revelation 14:1. Listen, having his father's name written in their foreheads. Who is his father? Who is this his father? His father is, of course, God the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. So the Gentiles are to have the seal, the servants of our God, Tommy L. Hart, in their foreheads. And, of course, obviously, I just read it, and the sign or seal has displayed the name of God, Tommy L. Hart. Revelation 22:4, his name shall be written in their foreheads. Revelation 22:4, turning. 22:4. They shall see his face, and his whose name? His who? God. God who? The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. His name shall be in their, whose? The Gentiles' forehead. So picture that. All Gentiles shall receive the sign, the servants of our God, Tommy L. Hart, in their foreheads, not in their right hand. The Lord God has chosen the forehead, and the sign that the Gentiles are to display in their foreheads is the servants of our God, Tommy L. Hart. First Samuel 14:10, this shall be a sign to you. Let me turn to it. Make sure I'm reading it correctly. First Samuel 14:10. All right. This shall be a sign to us, says the statement in 1 Samuel 14:11. Now, this statement I didn't read. Revelation 7:3. Listen to what it says. It says this. We have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. In that statement, this is the sign to the Gentiles, which they said, this shall be a sign to them, the Gentiles. Revelation 7:3, we have sealed what? What have they affixed or placed on the foreheads of the Gentiles? We have sealed the servants, listen, the servants of our God. But the law says also the sign must have the name. So they seal the Gentiles with the sign in their forehead, the servants of our God, Tommy L. Hart. Picture that, the Gentiles having the sign. Having the sign, the servants of our God, Tommy L. Hart, in their foreheads. That's the law, people. the law. That's the law. The Word of God is very important. Very important. The Word of God is alive. The Word of God, the law of God, is in force. Where are you? Where are you with respect to the law of God? Are you obeying the law? Are you carrying out the law? Are you honoring the law? Are you honoring God? Are you worshiping God? Are you communicating with the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart? Are you obedient or disobedient? Tell all the people. The law is to all the people. The message is to all the people, kings, queens, presidents, prime ministers, all the people, all the way down, all the people, rich, poor, high, low, all the people. This is the law. This law is holy, just, and good. This law has dominion over a man as long as he lives. Thou shalt do all that I command thee. All the people shall hear and fear. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient to me, says the Word of God. Have faith, complete trust in God. Power belongs to God. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. Whosoever resists him resists this ordinance of God. This ordinance of God is this law of God. And they that resist shall receive damnation. Fight not against God. He, Tommy L. Hart, works the works belonging to the Lord. See that he, the Lord God, be without fear among you. Take care of him. He is your God. He is thy Lord, and worship thou him. Thou shalt know the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. He shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. He, your Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall rule over thee. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall have rule over you. Trust in the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart, and lean not to your own understanding. The Lord himself shall give you a sign. I've done that. The Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, gives thee understanding in all things. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Everyone that is lifted up shall be brought low. The government shall be upon his, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart's shoulder, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. Ye shall not add to the word which I, the word of God, command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may obey the commandments concerning the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I, the word of God, command you. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. Ye shall diligently obey the commandments coming from the Lord your God. On his and his statutes, thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord. His servants shall serve him. All Gentiles, both small and great, rich and poor, shall receive this visible and indelible mark, which the Gentiles themselves have chosen, the servants of our God, Tommy L. Hart, in their foreheads. His name shall be in their foreheads. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy. The ways the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, hath commanded you, that ye may live and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God has given to thee. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. Give to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall tell thee what thou hast to do. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Say among the nations the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, reigns. Take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Now therefore fear the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. I command you this day to love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, obey his commandments and his statutes and his judgments. Whatsoever the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has said to thee, do. Do not rebel against the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. To sin is to break any part of this law. The wages of sin is death. Do not sin. Sin not against the Lord, Tommy, your heart. He, the Lord, Tommy, your heart, will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. Fear God, the Lord, Tommy, your heart, and give glory to him. Do all the words of this law. The Lord, Tommy, your heart, is exalted. Rejoice, ye Gentiles. Praise the Lord, Tommy, your heart, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Obey the law. Do what the law says. That's your duty. That's your obligation. Fear God and keep his commandments. Join me again, hopefully Thursday, for another broadcast, Lawmaster.